So, Shraddhanjali, the products of Shraddhanjali. You find wonderful things from nature and you create things of beauty that are useful.
Yes, that has always been the attempt. We use the basis paper and pressed flowers, leaves, and more recently we've begun actually using a lot of seeds and seed pods, and we constantly discovering Mechtild keeps finding these amazing treasures in the Auroville forests. And then we sit and look at it and we think, what are we going to do? How can we possibly show this and showcase it? Actually, more than even the selling, it's showcasing the beautiful, the utterly marvelous miracles of nature. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing. Mm-hmm. So I think we hope that just if people even look, even if they don't feel moved to buy what they're looking at, just by looking at it, if they would get a different, just a different look, a different window onto nature, hopefully that awakens just more of a care, more of a concern. And
so, yes, look at that. Your work is not only is making things beautiful for us to wear and to use, but also it's planetary, it's ecological, no? I mean, to get, as you say, another look, another sense of where, of the incredible place we live.
Yeah, I am wary of using big words because one is doing such a tiny attempt, but in our tiny attempt, yes, I think even, especially children, if children, young ones, would become just more awakened and more aware of the importance and the absolute treasure that we have on this earth. There's more hope than there is at present with the present political leadership all over the world. Everything. Business, politics, education, everything I find is the pits in terms of just world levels. So something has to change drastically. I mean, paradigm change. And we have it in front of us, actually staring at us, just the simplicity and the beauty, and just it is, you know, Mother says, to be and to be fully is nature's aim in us. To be fully is to be all that is. So it, nature just is. We can't be, you can't have more perfection than just being. If we could manage to just be, so if one could, I don't know how many people it would touch, but we hope that it could potentially touch, because we are touched. So we are amazed and touched and enthused by what we work with. So hopefully a little tiny bit of that could transfer.
Mm-hmm. Now, in terms, let's talk for a second, Abba, about the products, the lampshades, the placemats, the, now I see the wonderful window coverings you're doing. Are these things all produced here, and is it possible that they can be acquired by people anywhere through this .com?
Not all our products are online on Auroville.com, but especially things like the window covers and blinds, bigger things, more requiring more exactness in terms of dimensions. We haven't really, it's much more difficult to do just ordering online. But a lot of the easier stuff, like you mentioned, lampshades, placemats, the jewelry, the trays, stationery, cards, these are available online. The Auroville products are a little bit the ambassadors of Auroville, so they don't need to be bought always. They can be just looked at even, you know. And if they want, people want to have, also have them, then that's possible too. No? The other point is we have mainly women, which is a choice that I wanted to work with women. So that also makes for a certain, like, a quietitude in the workshop. Not always, we were just talking before you came about how it can be like a fish market sometimes, but it's rare. It happens occasionally. And the last point is that this kind of work requires a kind of a concentration, and it requires a kind of a peacefulness of being to do it beautifully. So, yeah, when there is that, then the product is that much more harmonious.
Of course, and something that comes up in my mind is then, of course, you are, by giving these ladies this atmosphere and this type of quietude and working with things of beauty, their standard, their inner standard, as well as their outer standard just from getting a salary, but something in them must change as a result of this, I would think. Of course, we can't measure that, but...
After 30 years, this is another thing which I'm very reticent about, because I see we who have come here to change, choosing a path of yoga, we change so slowly. So these girls who have not come for change at all, they're just coming to earn a little extra. No, I don't think it changes so easily and so quickly. They do enjoy the atmosphere, yes. And I think they can feel the difference when it isn't there. But in terms of changing their being, yeah.
Well,
I think that would have been too easy.
Yeah, no, but, you know, you see many women working in situations on the road. I mean, this is certainly a step up. And here, it's not only beauty, it's cleanliness, so
absolutely.
Hygiene, all these things.
Absolutely, yes. But then it's there, it's taken for granted. So hopefully it would be taken for granted in their houses as well. And then hopefully it percolates down to the village setting and hopefully India. And, you know, there's a long way to go. But the first step is, yes, where they work and with their children after. And
yeah.
But it's a 1,000-mile journey. Wow, it's a long way. I don't see it happening quickly.
So I feel that this is a conscious choice, a very conscious journey to work with what's here and to transform it into items of beauty that are also efficiently practical, often.
Yeah, that's our attempt, yeah. So we are still using, we have to laminate the more long-lasting, the more durable items like coasters and trays, we still use a lamination, which is plastic, but we haven't found an alternative. But I think that's one of the only processes which is not natural.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing now we are actively pursuing is that we are trying to switch slowly to Auroville-grown timber as far as possible, so that all our trays and coasters and all, we wouldn't be cutting trees elsewhere in India and using them for items here. But we already use a lot of the work tree, the acacia, as well as a millingtonia, the transformation tree, which has a beautiful white wood. we are trying with the profits of the seed range, actually, the Bijika, which it's very, very small amounts, but whatever we do generate, we give to the forest from this range. The profits go to planting trees.
Oh, this is a good point. Your profits, of course, the first has to go to maintain the workshop, and then?
No. So we have kind of four ranges. Mm-hmm. The Pushpanjali, the flower card range, Dharti, which means the earth, which is the whole interior range, Prakriti, which means nature, which is the whole stationary range, and Bijika, Bij means seed, mm-hmm. is the seed and seed pod range. The profits of the seed range go fully to planting trees.
Okay.
But because the items are not hugely expensive, it's a small mm-hmm. chunk. It's mm-hmm. a small amount. But that we would like to give to the forests. Mm-hmm. From the rest of our items, which is anyway the major bulk of our turnover, that we give our regular contributions to all of our maintenance fund, etc. Mm-hmm. But we just are specifying from the seeds that it goes really to the forest, because that's where we are taking it from. Mm-hmm. You know? So it should go back directly. I feel it should go directly back to the trees. Mm-hmm. It's kind of expressing like a debt of gratitude, you know, just as being Aurovillians, that mm-hmm. this we are living in this incredible beauty. Mm-hmm. So if we are using it to generate an item, it must go back to that. Oh no, we are very happy to sell the products on Aurovill.com. I would just wish that in general that people would begin to have a different view of just business products, that it's not at all just selling at the cost of
exploitation
to make it, and then having, you know, conning the buyer at any cost. So there's a kind of a respect which should be on all sides, that everyone gets the best deal, them, us, the workers. That I would feel, then it creates a kind of a joy and a kind of a pass me on happiness, which is, I think, what we need to do more.